Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush, of the 66th Legislative District in Jefferson and Indiana counties. Representative Dush, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're coming up on cold weather here, and I understand that there are some tools available to drivers who are out there on the roads in bad weather that PennDOT has put together. What's going on here?
We've had a recent cold snap up here that brought this directly to mind, and I wanted to get some information out that this winter Pennsylvania motorists can actually check online to see when a state-maintained roadway was last plowed. The information will now be posted on the plow trucks section of www.511pa.com. PennDOT operates about 2,200 snowplow trucks each winter, and more information about PennDOT's winter services and winter driving resources are available at www.penndot.gov/winter. The site also has a complete winter guide with detailed information about winter services in each of PennDOT's 11 engineering districts. PennDOT is responsible for maintaining 40,000 miles of roadways, which translates into 96,000 snow lane miles, enough to circle the globe nearly four times. In doing so, the department deploys about 4,800 on-the-road truckers, has more than 652,000 tons of salt on hand across the state, and will take salt deliveries throughout the winter.
Well, speaking of the winter, as it gets colder here, that means that hunters are going to be out there afield. And I understand that there is a program that if you maybe are a little more successful than your average hunter and you want to share some of your venison, there is a way to do that and help out people who are in need as well. What's going on here?
Well, this program's been around for quite a while, and it's done a great service for people in Pennsylvania who are actually in need. For more than 25 years, the Hunters Sharing the Harvest program has encouraged hunters from across the Commonwealth to share their deer harvest and provide thousands of pounds of venison to the Pennsylvania families in need. The program partners with the Pennsylvania Game Commission, the Department of Agriculture, and many other sportsmen and charitable organizations. Since 1991, Hunters Sharing the Harvest has distributed 1.2 million pounds of donated venison. Hunters can donate all or part of a harvested deer by taking it to a participating processor, which will then distribute the ground venison to food banks and pantries. In an average hunting season, the program's goal is to channel about 100,000 pounds of processed venison through the state's 20 regional food banks, which then redistribute to more than 5,000 local provider charities, such as food pantries, missions, homeless shelters, and churches, as well as to individual families. To find a list of their local processors who participate in Hunters Sharing the Harvest, or for more information, visit www.sharedeer.org, and that share deer is all one word.
And of course, we are also going to be celebrating an important national holiday that is aimed at honoring our veterans. What should folks know about this important holiday?
Millions of people around the country will honor our nation's veterans with ceremonies this weekend to commemorate Veterans Day on Saturday, November 11th. Activities will also be held on Friday, November 10th in many areas. As an Air Force veteran and recent retiree from the Pennsylvania Air National Guard, I'm truly humbled and honored to have the opportunity to speak at local events. For more than 240 years, men and women in uniform have been called to serve our country by protecting our freedom and defending our republic. Throughout the Veterans Day weekend, please take time to remember and thank the thousands of men and women who have served our country in the U.S. Armed Forces and who continue to make a positive difference in our communities. Veterans Day, originally known as Armistice Day, first marked the one-year anniversary of the end of World War I on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and sought to honor veterans of the World War, which at the time was the only world war to have occurred. Armistice Day was declared a national holiday in 1938 to acknowledge world peace, and then renamed Veterans Day in 1954 to celebrate the contributions of veterans of all wars. Again, please take the time to remember those veterans and their service.
Representative Dush, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush.